Okay, who's going to start off the first discussion?
Money, and they should have tried more harder. I think that they're just lazy and they did not try to get money to do any work.
And socialism is better because they know how to do all that. They go to school and be able to work out in the fields. They know how to do everything. They know how to fix cars and trucks. And in socialism, it is better than capitalism because we think about the children and the seniors and what we do if it's a revolution. We fight and stand up for our rights.
In capitalism, the seniors, they get to go on welfare and they get to retire in the senior citizens' homes. And in socialism, they have to work out in the fields in the hot. In capitalism, the children, they get to have their own private schools at their own houses, and they can...
Well, in socialism, it's fun to work out in the fields, because in capitalism, they teach you... it's bad to work out in the fields, and it's really good for you. Live a lot longer, and it's better for your health. And also, it's no fun to be in a senior citizen's home because they don't treat them right. They don't, like in socialism, they take care of them, they check on them daily, and they make sure everything's all right. And I think capitalism is full of shit.
No, I don't agree.
All I see.
Go ahead.
My personal opinion of capitalism is is that capitalism is better because we get to go down, walk down the corner, we can buy a penny candy bar for $25, and we can just walk down the corner and get an orange. You guys have to pick them. We just walk down the corner, buy us an orange for 25 cents plus tax, $25. And we can...
and we're even able...
I think, like, we have more material possessions. Like, we can walk down the store, we can buy a new pair of shoes.
And when you walk down the street, you're afraid because you might get shot up by a bunch of gangs that always go around making money, trying to get money, breaking into houses and stuff. But in socialism, we can walk down the street at night, real late at night, and we won't even be worried. So put on your capitalism and all your goddamn money. I think that you're going down to the middle of the store. It's stupid because you have to waste all your money that you work for just to buy a stupid piece of yucky candy. It ain't good for you anyway. But here we can make candy and just cost us not that much money. We won't have to buy it at all because the government pays for it here, so we don't have to worry about that junk.
In capitalism, you're saying our chocolate and stuff is junk, but our chocolate, it helps us get money because we send it to starving babies and we even have signs up and stuff that even say that we help save, on those cigarette packages. They even say, don't smoke and because it gives you cancer. That's how concerned we are about our people. And we have warehouses full of bombs that can blow up the whole world three times over and over again. So I think we care for our people more than socialism.
If you cared for them, you wouldn't make the cigarettes to sell them.
No.
And you would. Yeah. And your whole system is based on money, and our system is based on the people. So you're all worried about getting all your money, and we're all worried about making it better for the people.
Yeah, and you wouldn't make bombs to hurt people anyway.
I think, so you guys say that we have to worry about walking down the street. It's only those thugs, those high school dropouts that are too lazy to get their own job. They have to rob from other people, but I don't have to worry about it. I have my own bodyguards.
Well, you have your own bodyguards, but in socialism, we ain't gotta have bodyguards. We can go pick off the trees of our own land. We don't have to buy like $25 and things like that. And you can walk down the street with tailored suits and everything, but in socialism, everybody, one have one thing, all, because everything is in quality.
Okay, yeah, but y'all have to plan it and do it your own self. We can pay people to do it. We ain't got to do it. And we have security guards that'll protect us. We got big old mansions we can live in. We can stay in. They're nice while y'all live in them damp old yucky places. And y'all have the same looking houses and everything, but we have it better.
And we don't have to buy anything. We can get it out of the jungle. We can make it by ourselves and not use no money. It's like you said. You said you had to buy them your shoes. Well, we can make our own shoes. Thank you.
And in capitalism, another thing that makes capitalism better is because you say that you can go out there and pick your fruit off your trees and everybody lives as one. But in our country. What's those things in the ghettos where they all get to live together and we send food down there for them and stuff, you know, free food and stuff. But in socialism, they have to go out there and pick their food, and in capitalism, it's just plain old better. That's right.
How come here when none of us are starving, we're all healthy, and in the ghettos, their heads are getting real big and their stomachs are getting very skinny and knobby knees, and they're not even healthy at all. No. Hospitals, no food or anything.
Because the reason why that is because they're damn sick and tired of buying food from us.
I think that you say you can make your own shoes. I like to know what you make your shoes out of.
We have rubber trees here.
Have you ever processed your own rubber before?
We have a lot of people here and
we work together.
We can get all our minds together and that is tension to the question. Just like the capitalists. We can make factories like the capitalists do, but use them for the people instead of for the rich people.
Have you ever done it before?
Yes, we don't need to. We don't just sit around in our office getting fatter and fatter. We stay healthy, thank you.
Have you done it for the poor people?
That doesn't answer my question. I asked you, have you ever done it before? Have you ever made your own shoes?
Yes, I have. Thank you.
Out of what? Yes. Tell me how.
Cow skin.
Not everyone has to make their own shoes because everyone has different talents. We have shoemakers who make them.
But listen.
They make it for all of us. We have pastry makers that have talents of the extraordinary talents, and they make our
own. And you buy that old crusty-ass stuff that stays in the pastry box for 5
I think capitalism is better. Because we get jobs for people. We have jobs for people every day. People are getting jobs. They have places to live.
Praise Brother Jack.
In capitalism, you have a lot of unemployment and poor people and inequality. But in socialism, we don't have any of that. Everyone gets what they need.
Yeah, but in our capitalist state, like in Fillmore Street in San Francisco, 983, that bakery store, you get to own your own store and you get to take as much things home as you want and you can eat as much as you want. And that's the only reason we're up fat in our office is because we get to eat as much as we want. We don't have to worry about if you're sick that you can't go out and pick something for your food. You can sit in your big office and you can always eat.
Okay, if that's true, why do you have them preachers and all that stealing from the people, taking their money? And if they do get sick, they ain't got to go get it, because we got workers that's qualified that know how to, you know, grow trees and know how to process the fruit, and you know, you can put it in the store where you can buy it and it don't cost $29,000 or $45,000 and things like that.
Okay. Go ahead, Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, and in socialism, the pregnant women have to work on the field.
Yeah.
It's healthy for them because it makes the baby stronger all through their life. Thank you.
Yeah, but see, if you know, they have morning sickness and things, and pregnant ladies, and they can sit back and they can have all the luxuries, and they can sit back and comb their hair, and you know, and it's just better than capitalism, I think, is because you get to do your own thing, and you can smoke your dope if you want to smoke dope, and you can
destroy your mind too. And besides,
what about your women? Our women, the women here in socialist countries, they get to have equal just as much as the men and the children. What about your women? They get so depressed back there. Tell me about your women.
I cannot think of nothing.
Our women have the best medical care. They could go to the best hospitals. They could go anywhere they want. And also,
a lot of people can.
If they're
people
rich.
Keep forgetting what I'm gonna say.
But in capitalism, you ain't got no more better medical care than old shabby down dog. You get better medical care than your people.
I've been in rebellion all my life. I've always done exactly what I wanted to do. Just when I wanted. I've been in rebellion all my life. I've always done exactly what I wanted to do. Just when I wanted. Never anymore. Perhaps less sometimes. But never anymore. And this explains why I've been jailed. Man was born free, but everywhere he's in chains. I never adjusted. I haven't adjusted even yet, but half my life already in prison. The first time I was put in prison, it was just like dying. Just to exist at all called for some heavy psychic adjustment. I've been in rebellion all my life. I've always done exactly what I wanted to do. Just when I wanted. No more. More. Which explains why I've been jailed. Man was born free, but everywhere he's in chains. I never adjusted. I haven't adjusted even yet with half my life already in prison. The first time I was put in prison, it was just like dying. Just to exist at all called for some heavy psychic adjustment. The turning point in my life came when I met Marx, Mao, and Lenin, and they redeemed me. What I saw and what I wanted, the central passion of my life was war, the revolutionary war of the people against the oppressor, a war which grows out of perfect love and perfect hate. I have surrendered all hope of happiness for myself in this life to the prospect of effecting some improvement in our circumstances as a whole. I have a plan. I will give and give of myself until it proves our making or my end. I am convinced that any serious organizing of the people must carry with it from the start a potential threat of revolutionary violence.
Yes, it's killed millions of people.
Yeah, man. The day before yesterday's paper, though. But you know, in here, it's the best we can do.
They're all crowded then.
Okay, the reason why...
Man, I've been arrested, interrogated, or investigated more times than I care to count. I've been in more prisons than I care to talk about. Man, I've been arrested, interrogated, or investigated more times than I care to talk about. I've been in more prisons than I care to count. Paso Robles Youth Prison, San Quentin, Soledad Prison, the noise, the madness, screaming from every throat, frustrated sounds from the bars, metallic sounds from the walls, the iron bed bolted to the walls, the cast iron sinks and toilets, the smell, human waste thrown at us, unwashed bodies, and rotten ass food. When a white con leaves here, he's ruined for life. But no black ever leaves Max Rowe walking. He either leaves crawling in the meat wagon, or he leaves crawling, licking at the pig's feet.
When the cars come by, they have to get down the little holes, right?
No, we have, we...
Thinking and reading won't fill a 24-hour day. I have something real deep running through me. Thinking and reading won't fill a 24-hour day. I have something real deep running through me. A burning thing of the mind. I have observed myself pass through a state of anger over something that happened as far away as South Africa, or the Union of South Africa. And I didn't sleep for 2 days when those women. Thinking and reading won't fill a 24-hour day. I have something real deep running through me. A burning thing of the mind. I've observed myself pass into a state of anger over something that happened as far away as South Africa. And I didn't sleep for 2 days when those women and children were being burned down there in that part of the world last week. And I told myself uncountable times that anger is an emotion, a degenerative emotion, unnecessary and controllable. But I couldn't control it until a few days ago. when I observe myself. When I observe myself being consumed by the force of my own feet.
Another thing about capitalism.
You should have said it.
One thing I've also noticed is the capitalist side has left you all by yourself to do that.
I like it this way because I can express my points and what I think. I think the way everybody else thinks.
We're doing our own thing. Okay, we're anarchists.
Okay, and in capitalism, we feel that we're all superior and we're bourgeoisies and we can. Another bomb,
you said you're not responsible for human beings dying.
This jelly bomb, we have all kinds of Vietnam bombs. We have all kinds of bombs that kill people and make them suffer. If they suffer, they won't come back and fight with us no more.
Then how come, if you're so concerned about having people killed, how come you made it to kill us too?
We don't. We made it just to protect ourselves so you wouldn't try to blow us up.
So did we. You dropped that satellite on us, and you're trying to start a nuclear war, and you know you are.
I'm sorry, sir, but that was not on purpose.
You have shitty satellites, and you know you do, so what you should do is just take them out of the air and just...
What are your satellites for? They're just to kill us.
They have
dropped
it.
We got more than you.
It doesn't matter. There's probably about 4,000 up there, and if they drop
half of them are yours.
Yeah,
that's right.
You dropped it in Canada, where it already has murdered people.
How many Vietnamese have you killed? How many Chinese have you killed?
It's not our fault. It's you guys dropped that thing in Canada in an unpopulated area, and you guys.
That's right. We directed it out so it wouldn't hurt any people.
Shitty. You can't even steer the damn
we
stuff.
We steered the thing to an unpopulated area. And you steered your goddamn atom bombs right into Hiroshima and Nagasaki, where it killed millions of Vietnamese people.
They attacked our Pearl Harbor. And they shot all those innocent men.
And we were just testing them.
People say that we knew about it. People say that we knew about
your president did.
But we didn't stop because we wanted to fight.
You wanted to fight to kill people. We did it by accident.
What about the Indians?
The Indians
slaughtered off all the Indians for their the land when it was their land. You took it from them.
We had to build the United States because the United States could be a country that could build more people can come. The reason why
we
slaughtered
you kill
the
them?
Indians.
Why couldn't you share it with the Indians?
The reason why we slaughtered the Indians is.
Why couldn't you share it with the Indians?
Because they didn't want to share with us. They wanted to kill us all, so we decided we'd kill them. How come they brought so many white flags out like Chief Joseph did? He brought out a white flag, and you just shot him up to pieces. You tore his tribe up.
Don't make us feel guilty because...
Oh, we are, brother. You killed millions of people with your capitalist bourgeois. Well, we tried to make friends, but they tried to chop our heads off with the hatchet. That you taught them.
That's bullshit. You taught them that.
What about the Mohawks?
They scalped us and everything, and you know,
you raped all women, you have stud them, you have did every kind of thing there is to do.
But we weren't back there, we're now today. It was them, and what was his name, General
what? Happened? I thought you were for that
ago. No, because...
General Custard, made out of mustard.
Okay, I didn't... The Indians for their land.
Okay, you're here now, and there's a lot of Indians that you're putting in the ghettos. Why don't you make them all equal with you guys?
Because why don't we make them equal with us guys? Because they're inferior. White is the best.
Why don't you make them equal with you guys?
Because
we've already offered a place in Russia. We've already offered places in Guyana. We've already taken 900 people out of United States.
They can't afford a passport that you make them get.
I'm sorry, but I thought all Russia was white. I'm sorry.
All of Russia isn't. They got Asians there. They got Russians. I'm sorry. Asians
Russia
is not white.
They have light skin.
They do not. What about you? You're light skin. You said white's beautiful.
I got a tan.
Oh.
How come I don't see no Indians in China and in Russia?
Because China is not that socialist, they're nationalist.
They're communist.
How do you know? You've been there? Have you been there? Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there. I visited with President Nixon.
Oh, is that why you killed all our women and children? And anyway, I'm an Indian, and I live in Russia, and I am black.
just like I, you know, I didn't get no tan.
Guyana is mostly black. I'm not black. I have a lighter skin, but what about that?
What
has the United States done to help anyone else?
What has the United States done to help anybody else? They helped the, medical care. They had medical clinics, and they helped the Chile take over the coup, take over the socialists, because the socialists were starting to spread all over the countries.
Right,
and
we have no people.
Communism was going to take over, and if communism takes over, they'll eliminate all the capitalists. And if they eliminate all the capitalists, there'll be socialists all over the world, and we'll not be able to do our own thing. So that's one reason why we're fighting.
Right,
but yeah, and we have Disneyland and hot dogs. And
we have waterfalls. We don't have sloppy hot dogs.
We have high plains drifters.
We have free waterfalls. We don't have to pay $7 to get in one stupid Disneyland. We can go to any kind of lakes we want to. We can go to rivers. So yeah, all the dumb
jungles out of materials. We have it growing naturally.
We have Frontier Village.
You have to pay to get in the damn bank.
But people like to work to have to pay for things. They like to pay for stuff. They like to work.
Yeah, what about us? We work for nothing. We work to get our food. We don't have to work to get $2 so we can go out and buy a $400 piece of candy.
How come you guys watch Tarzan then and Jane?
We don't.
Okay.
We can be Tarzan and Jane's here anytime we want to because we live free.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Your rides in Disneyland is unsafe. Unsafe. People are falling off your rides. People are burning up. People being tortured when you go inside your fun house.
No, you don't
Things
care.
Things that's real, and you don't care about it. Things
you
that's
haven't
real,
rode in Disneyland.
Like a man.
Disneyland's problem.
Well, they are your people. And like creature features, when they men have a hatchet, they act like you're going to chop you across the head. Do they really do it? Yes.
No.
Yeah, you're right. It probably be their problem, but in socialism, that's everyone's problem.
What's
one person's problem is everybody's problem.
You guys are giving all this big debate, you guys, and we're sitting back here thinking of things to say to each other, but it isn't really all that necessary because you know that capitalism is better, and there's no other thing better than capitalism. You may have more doctors than United States in one town. Why is all the doctors in one part of the state? Why don't you spread them all over like
the world?
Why don't you? Because we do. Because
you won't let us have them.
All over the United States, there's doctors.
Yeah,
all
Russia's States, bigger than United
we're
States.
We're trying to cure cancer.
Russia's bigger.
We've
already cured cancer because we're more technically advanced than you.
We spread
our doctors to Guyana.
Well,
we spread our troops to Angola.
Something.